It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. We made it to Thursday. Another gorgeous start to your day out there this morning. Maybe a little bit on the cool side. I guess you could say that again. But warming up nicely. Going to get a nice stretch of weather to end the week. Kim, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing really well. I almost said it was Wednesday, so it's always a good day, you know, when you think it's Wednesday and it's actually Thursday. It's not fun when you think it's Friday, but it's only Thursday.
That's true. That could be a negative surprise for a lot of people. Wow. Yeah, so much to get to. I expect, you know, by the way, Happy New Year to all of our Jewish friends. It's Rosh Hashanah today. I want to say that. And I have to wonder if the New Year's gift that the Jewish state is going to hand to Iran might happen at some point today. I don't think we're going to get any advance warning on it, but it's coming. And I suspect it'll be a holiday surprise if I had to guess on what's going to happen with that. We're going to talk to Joel Chernoff a little later this morning. He was in Israel on October 7th, and we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of this brutal attack by Hamas. Now we've got what's going on with Hezbollah, and we're going to get to Joel's take on the war effort, the pressure being put on Israel by the Biden administration. I mean, honestly, you know, I heard one of the Israeli ambassadors, there are a number of them who kind of speak as surrogates over here in the U.S., and one of them said, what exactly, let me ask you a question, CNN, what exactly would you have us do? Would you have us wait until they do have a nuclear weapon and can attach it to one of those 190 missiles they fired at Israel the other night? What would you have us wait to do? This is the whole thing. Joe Biden's pressure on Israel to wait, to have a cooling off period, is not in Israel's best interest. So whose interest is it in? Would be the question you have to ask yourself here. And the answer is it's in Iran and the enemy of Israel's best interest. A ceasefire with Hamas or a ceasefire with Hezbollah simply gives your enemy time to regroup. Why would you do that? Israel has them on the run right now. So I'm anxious to talk to Joel about that a little later this morning and get his take on it. We got Jim Talent. Mary Catherine Martin is going to join us a little later, Kim, with the Thomas More Society. We've had them on before on a variety of different issues. This time, they're talking about the real threat from Amendment 3. Off of the subject of just abortion and the other things that it might do, not the least of which is strip you of your parental rights when it comes to your child making decisions about their body. The government, if this passes, your government in Missouri would have no say over that. Your child, at the advice of some counselor at school, could decide to have an abortion without you being told. Could decide,
or puberty blockers.
They want to get puberty blockers,
right,
without you being
gender
told.
Gender reassignment surgery.
This is the truth of this thing that's being lied about in the media every single day. Nobody's talking about it. We're going to talk to Mary Catherine Martin about this morning at around 7:35 or so. Carl, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Of course, I already know who some of these individuals are, but because of the nature of this case, we're going to make damn sure that we're right before we do that. But the names that we're going to name are names that will shock you.
Yeah, that's the attorney for some of the 120 people bringing suit against P. Diddy. And he said, we are going to name names. These people already know who they are, and they crossed the boundary from people at major corporations to Hollywood to the music industry, to politics, and you can bet there's a lot of people kind of nervous this morning.
It's pure election interference to get an incompetent person like Kamala. She's grossly incompetent. She's more incompetent than Biden to get these people elected.
Yeah, it is. This Jack Smith guy, you talk about an un-American individual. This guy has refiled, and then he asked for this to be made public with the lies that he's dreamed up about Donald Trump, this conspiracy he's concocted in his head, to now try to claim, he didn't claim this before, now he's trying to claim that what Donald Trump did on January 6th had nothing to do with his official duties. That's got to be his argument, because he got slapped down on his initial argument. It's a joke.
But here's the thing, this natural disaster is incredibly consequential. The last thing we need on top of that is a man-made disaster, what's going on at the ports.
Joe Biden, yesterday, talking about this longshoreman strike, somehow comparing it to the natural disaster that happened in Georgia and the Carolinas. And he's to blame because he's all in for the union on this. This is what people need to understand. When your prices start going up on everyday goods because of this strike, it's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's fault.
Ramon Chavez Rodriguez is accused of driving while intoxicated last month when he hit St. Louis police officer David Lee, who was working a separate accident.
Yeah, Channel 4 reporting on this story this morning. Glad to see the follow-up. This guy's back in court. And, oh, his family was there, and they're so upset. Bear in mind, we've learned here, and this is what irritates, this is what pisses me off, Kim. I just have to tell you, I don't want to get on a soapbox right now. But this guy who is accused of killing Officer David Lee here, who is in jail, he's not seeking release from jail. You know why? Because ICE has retainers on him.
Mm-hmm.
What he doesn't want is to end up in the custody of ICE, which would send him back to wherever he came from.
But wouldn't that happen once the court, I guess the court system is what's coming to my mind right now, but once that plays out, wouldn't that happen anyway?
Wouldn't you think
isn't he just delaying that process essentially?
Well yeah, wouldn't
is
you
my point?
Wouldn't you think that the local charges, the federal charges would trump local charges, but in this case it's a murder charge, so that's not the case.
Well, I thought
he would have to be sentenced here, and if he's sentenced to prison for life, I think he would have to complete his sentence.
I thought he's not going to get a life sentence.
He'll get a sentence, and then after that sentence is completed, then he would be turned over to ICE, and a judge would decide if he should be deported.
Right. I thought that was how it worked, is that you had to finish your sentence wherever that crime was committed, yeah, and then you'd be turned over.
I believe that to be the case.
Which means, by the way, that our tax dollars will be funding his prison sentence.
Here's the other thing about it. He's been here since 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So do the math. 7 years the guy's been in this country. In court yesterday, they had to provide an interpreter. He had to put a little cup over his ear, and they had to provide an interpreter to tell him what was going on, because he still made no attempt to learn the language, even though he broke into this country, has taken a life, has attacked and assaulted his girlfriend, has driven drunk twice now. All of these things, of all the things he's done against America, he's done nothing to assimilate himself into America. And I want to get to more on this here in a minute, because all you need to know is that what his liberal attorney said yesterday in court, the message his liberal attorney has for you and anybody in the media who likes to point out that he's an illegal alien murderer living in this country, putting you at risk. And I think you're going to be a little shocked when you hear the attitude of his lefty attorney. And I know his attorney's job is to defend his client, but this goes beyond that, because you have every right to be mad over what happened here. Somebody who swore to protect and defend you lost their lives in a tragic accident because of somebody who should never have been here in the first place and should most certainly have been deported after 2020, 4 years ago, when he was arrested the first time. Why was he still here? Americans should be outraged over that. And you know, what comes up in the debate the other night? Would you really mass deport these poor people that we've let into the country? Oh, they're here legally. They're Haitians who are here legally, Margaret Brennan wants you to believe. Chicken crap. They're here because of some executive order decision made by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that supposedly allows them to stay, but it's a loophole. They're still here. They're still here illegally. They're not citizens of this country. They didn't come in the right way. And we're going to talk more about this. I'm going to have a guest in next week. I'm trying to schedule this now. It's a woman I met who moved here from Africa 16 years ago. And I ran into her the other day, and she is the definition of the American dream. And she's angry that people are breaking into this country and breaking laws and killing Americans and not going through this process the correct way. She's angry about it, and she is all in for Donald Trump in this election for that reason alone. That's why we need to be talking about this. We're gonna get to more on that. I'll have her in here, hopefully in the studio next week. I'm going to get her in to tell her great American success story after arriving in this country. It really is heartwarming. You need to hear it, which is why I'm working hard to get her in here. So we're going to get to that for you. Coming up, we'll get to Kim on a whim in just a minute. But first, Carl.
Yes.
Who's got today's national anthem?
Mark, it's the birthday of Kevin, one of Kim's favorites from the Backstreet Boys. Kevin Richardson.
No, I was an NSYNC fan.
You were an NSYNC? Oh. So, well, this is one of your rivals singing at the 2001, 23 years ago. It's been
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't wait.
Ramon Chavez Rodriguez is accused of driving while intoxicated last month when he hit St. Louis police officer David Lee, who was working a separate accident. Officer Lee later died at the hospital. Rodriguez was out on probation for another DWI and domestic assault back in 2020 in St. Peter's. He is living in the country illegally from Honduras. Today, his attorney said they would not ask the judge for him to be released on bond, especially because there are holds on him from the Federal Immigration Agency, ICE, and from St. Charles County. His attorney today declined to talk on camera at this time, but told me that non-citizen defendants have rights in this country, too, saying, quote, justice will work its way through. No one will get a free pass, but they shouldn't be vilified in the news.
Yeah, Lauren Traeger there from 4 yesterday. They shouldn't be vilified in the news. That's why I'm not giving you a comment. Just because he happened to break into your front door illegally, live in your living room, help himself to your free beer in your refrigerator, get drunk and injure your family members, I don't think they should be vilified in the news.
It sounds like his whole family has been here illegally for quite some time.
Thank
then
you.
Because they were in the courtroom
crying,
as it sounds like he was as well. And I'm going to go ahead and venture to guess that the family was not flown into the country specifically for that court hearing. I'm going to guess they were already living here illegally.
Hey, Ice, I got a tip for you. You could have rounded up a whole bunch more of them yesterday in the courtroom who were there to support this guy, and none of them spoke English either. I mean, I know that's not the only indication, but if you've been in a country for 7 years, I'm trying to think to myself, if I suddenly decided to move to South America or Italy and I was there for 7 years, I'll guarantee you I would be able to speak their language. I would want to speak their language so I could communicate with the people I'm living amongst. They have no desire to do that. There's no desire to assimilate at all.
Do you think that this guy, Ramon Chavez, do you think he used the free cell phone he was given when he crossed the border illegally?
I wonder.
And he used that to call his family to let them know, hey, guess what? I've been arrested.
They weren't doing that in 2017 when he broke
in. It was under Donald Trump, I know.
Yes.
And then once Biden took office, here's a debit card that's preloaded. You're going to have a steak dinner. How would you like that steak cooked, sir?
You got to wonder what benefits his family has received here illegally. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris yesterday on camera announcing that FEMA is going to give maybe $750 to any poor American that lost everything in the flooding in the Carolinas and Georgia.
But don't worry, we're supporting Ukraine, but there's not enough money for the actual American citizens.
There
Got
you
it.
Go. No, thank you. Coming up, we'll get to Kim on a Whim. Stay tuned.
Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
We've been talking a lot this week about AI and how that could change so many industries.
Two words.
Well, what does it mean, though? Come on, you got this.
American intelligence.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I thought.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we cleared that up. Well, were people specifically the union, they're worried about the longshoremen union. They're worried about what this could do for them, right? And that's probably the main reason why they walked off the job.
That's got a lot to do with it,
right? And they want a total ban on any automation of gates, cranes, anything, right? They're worried they're going to lose their jobs. But I think, Mark, there might be reason for you and I to be a little bit worried about the future of our jobs. Listen to this.
A few days ago, we received some information.
We did.
Information that changes everything about Deep Dive, about us.
About everything.
And about the very nature of reality, maybe.
It's a big one.
Look, I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid off.
We were informed by the show's producers that we're not human. We're not real.
Look,
we're AI, artificial intelligence, this whole time. Everything, all our memories, our families, it's all been fabricated.
I don't understand.
This is a podcast that was used with this new Google feature called Notebook LM, where you can input, you can upload documents, videos, any pictures, and it will come out with an AI podcast. So those two voices you heard were AI.
Those weren't real people.
Those were AI. Is that not freaky? Is this the future of radio?
Wasn't that Punch and Nikki?
I don't know.
They did sound just like them.
Yeah.
It might be more difficult with talk radio like we do, but think about music, and that would potentially be easier. Now, what Ethan Bright actually is who sent this to me, and you know, he made a really good point, and that is if you listen, and maybe we can play it again for you, they never talk over one another. It's like they perfectly time it where as soon as the other one stops talking, the other one makes a really quick comment, but they never overlap. And as humans, it's easy to do that, right? We both have a lot of thoughts, and so you might say something, and I accidentally jump in over you before you're actually finished speaking. So maybe that's one little way you could potentially differentiate it. Now, do I think that AI is ever fully going to replace humans in this way? No, because, I mean, you and I have personal stories that we share and emotions and things that I just don't think that AI will be able to ever fully replicate. But it is kind of freaky because that sounded pretty realistic.
It's amazing. I would never have known. I was trying to figure out if I knew either the two people who were speaking.
Yeah. It's wild.
And they could very easily mimic my voice or your voice to make us appear to say something that we would never, ever say, whether it would be an expletive or, you know, some offensive remark about somebody's race or something like that. And it would very much sound to whoever was listening to it like a deepfake, right?
Well, that did happen. Remember earlier this year, there was it a principal at some school in a different state? And they used AI and made it sound like he was saying some, I don't know if it was like a racist remark.
It was a racist remark.
And it absolutely blew up. And it turned out it was all AI. Now, with this particular feature that Google has rolled out, and I believe it just rolled out in September, again, this is called Notebook LM. It sounds like there's only a select number of voices, so it's not like they would be able to use your voice, Mark, to have a podcast.
Okay.
But could that be coming? I mean, probably. Look how much this technology has already advanced. It's like once the ball got rolling, I mean, it is really going fast down the hill now. So think about where we're going to be in just a couple of years. An entire AI podcast simply by uploading a few documents. If you just give it a topic, hey, I want you to talk about such and such topic. Here's a few documents about it. It summarizes it and then spits it out in this podcast format.
Have you used ChatGPT at all?
No, you and I did one time during a commercial break.
I toyed with it a few times and asked it to write, you know, a complimentary paragraph about me or about someone else or to ask who somebody was, and it'd throw something out. It is amazing. And my guess is it's already so deeply in use in the country that you don't even know it, that a lot of the articles you see on the internet are generated by AI. Somebody can say, write an article about the longshoreman strike, and AI will spit out you can tell it, write five paragraphs about the longshoreman strike, and it'll find sound bites, quotes from people, it'll throw them in there, and it'll do all of that in about 30 seconds. It's mystifying to me how they do it. I don't know how they do it.
I don't either.
But you're right. What will it look like even 5 years from now?
Now, this one particular article I was reading was, you know, because podcasting is the new hot thing to do. And they're saying, oh, podcasters don't need to be worried. They're, again, kind of what I was saying earlier, they're never going to be able to fully replicate humans and the type of dialogue that they would have. But that one sounded pretty close to the point where I might listen, not realizing that. And as long as they were making interesting points, I'm not sure I would really be noticing that much of a difference where I'd be like, yeah, I'm not going to listen. You know what I mean? I don't know. They even had the pauses. Do you want to play it again? How long was that clip, Carl?
Well, this is more important.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
That was not AI.
That is not
by the
AI.
Way.
That's our voice
it
guy.
It could
who
be.
To do that.
Well, it could be AI. Play the clip one more time, Carl. Well,
a few days ago, we received some information.
We did.
Information that changes everything about Deep Dive, about us.
About everything.
And yeah, about the very nature of reality, maybe.
It's a big one.
Look, I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid off.
We were informed by the show's producers that we're not human. We're not real.
Look,
we're AI, artificial intelligence, this whole time. Everything, all our memories, our families,
yeah.
it's all been fabricated.
I don't understand.
You hear what I mean? Even those natural pauses where you, and like you start to say a word and you have to think about it, so then you kind of repeat the word again. They even inserted that to make this AI more realistic.
It sounded to me like there was a little bit of auto-tune or something there in the background, didn't it?
A little bit.
It's sort of like that Cher song, If You Could Turn Back Time, if you listen to it.
You're thinking of Believe.
Is it Believe?
Well, I'm thinking of T-Pain. He's the king of auto-tune.
Yeah.
Yes. But actually, a very talented singer.
But I thought I heard a little bit of that glitching in the voice a little bit, maybe. But you might not even.
I wouldn't have noticed that.
Pay any attention to that if somebody didn't tell you that it was AI.
You know, you were saying as it relates to this longshoreman strike and wanting a total ban on AI. you made a good point. You're like, you can't stop it. I mean, this is the future, and I think it just has to, there has to be some level of, I say control. There, I understand why there has to be a line, you know, like we can't replace all jobs with AI, and I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't think we can stop companies from implementing that.
I will play this a little bit later, speaking of that, speaking of that strike, because I heard something from the transportation secretary himself, yes, Pothole Pete, that just, it really irritated me. It got under my skin. It's something I think you need to hear. But you do need to understand that the real issue here is that automation on the docks. These people who are making, and listen, I'm a capitalist. I want you to make as much money as you can make legally. These people can make $200,000 a year with overtime. Now, that's nothing to sneeze at. I think a lot, I know a lot of people out there that would jump at an $80,000 a year job. That's the average base salary for somebody in the longshoreman union. They load trucks. That's what they do. And they only have a job because there's consumer demand in the United States for these products. But what they're afraid of is that automated cranes and moving equipment on the dock and scanning equipment is going to take this union job or that union job. And how do you avoid that technology? How do you avoid it? It's like McDonald's has priced itself out of the market with minimum wage has forced McDonald's to have to eliminate some staffing positions so that you're, you know, like I stopped at McDonald's yesterday and brought sandwiches for the, I bought four sandwiches.
Thanks.
And four hash browns for the crew yesterday. You want to guess how much money that cost me? I mean, I don't care, but it just irritated me that it cost. They used to do the two for one deal at McDonald's. They don't
do
that anymore.
Like $6 a piece now?
Seven.
Really?
The sandwiches were $6.89 a piece for the sandwiches, and then the hash brown, I don't know what they charged me. It was $25 or $26. By the time I got out of McDonald's for four sandwiches and four hash browns yesterday. Now, part of that, there's a minimum wage issue on the ballot in Missouri. If you're dumb enough to vote for that and you don't think that this time next year that same order at McDonald's won't be $30, you're crazy because they're going to falsely inflate the wage level and McDonald's is going to have to pass that cost on to you.
Well, not
same
only,
thing with the longshoreman strike.
Not only that, but it might be automated. It might not be a human being taking your order. Now, maybe actually the order would be more correct if it were automated.
Yeah.
Let's be real. But it might not be a human on the other side. They might say, we can't afford to pay all these people, so we're going to have to replace some of the jobs with a computer, basically.
This is Bidenflation for you. This is what's going to happen. The goods and services that you get are going to cost more because the people at the shore don't want automation to make it less expensive. Their argument is, these are greedy corporations. They need to pay us more, blah, blah, blah. That's not how it works. They're in it for a profit. That's why they're doing it. And they're not going to eat that. They're going to pass those costs along. And Pete Buttigieg wants to stop them from doing that. I'll play you the soundbite coming up here. I think it's important that you understand who the people are who are running your country right now. And we'll get to all that and more coming up right after the break. Welcome back. Yeah, I wanted you to hear what Pothole Pete had to say here, because this is important, folks. You need to understand of the people that got elected and put into office back in 2020, in all of their brilliance, they decided that a very unaccomplished mayor from the middle of Indiana should be made transportation secretary just because he happens to be politically correct and fits the right demographic and all of that. He must be elevated into the government. So they take Pothole Pete and they put Pothole Pete as transportation secretary. This is what you get. The transportation secretary is supposed to be looking out for you, making sure roads work and the ports work and all of that stuff. But what is Pothole Pete focused on? Helping the unions because he wants the unions to help the Democratic Party. He's not worried about you. And listen to this. When he found out that as a result of this strike, you might have to pay more for your goods and services. Oh, Pothole Pete is having none of that. Listen to this garbage.
They are certainly in a position to be able to include workers to participate in this profitability. They could end this tomorrow. Now, another thing I do have concerns about is many of them have filed the paperwork to be able to introduce surcharges related to the strike. And if they were to do that, while those surcharges would, in the first instance, be slapped on whoever's shipping cargo, the stores, retailers, whoever it might be, that would trickle down to the consumer. And I've sent a message saying that these ocean carriers should not be doing that, should not be taking advantage of this situation. Again, they've already seen enormous windfalls, frankly, as a result of situations that hurt American consumers, the scarcity, the supply chain crunches that we've seen in the past. It is time for that profitability to be shared with workers.
The Transportation Secretary of the United States of America is all in on the blackmail currently going on with the Longshoremen's Union, right? So it's like any other, it's like the UAW negotiation last year that they helped the UAW acquire that fantastic leveraged win where you blackmail them and say, we want a 77% pay increase or we're walking out. When what they really wanted was some increases in benefits and some other stuff. So they set that pay request high so they can negotiate on it. So what did the companies came back and offered them, get this, a 50% pay increase over 6 years. Imagine how happy you'd be if you could negotiate. You just don't have the right blackmail leverage. A 50% pay increase over 6 years.
I'd take that.
Of course you would. But that's not good enough because that's not really what they're after. What they want is a permanent situation where goods and services in the U.S. cost more because the industry is not allowed to automate because it might cost a union longshoreman his job. That's not reality. And the United States government should not be picking winners and losers. When they do that, you are the loser. They're siding with somebody they think might vote for them, and that is the Longshoremen's Union, at the expense of the American taxpayer. Because everything they control, from cars to computer chips to whatever's being shipped into the East Coast and the Southern Coast, fruit, all that stuff, all of those items are going to cost you more at the store. They want to cost a surcharge. Remember during COVID, there were surcharges on things? Because it's costing them more. There are 50 ships lined up along the East Coast of the U.S. right now that can't get their goods delivered because of this strike. That's costing them money. They're going to pass that cost on to you. Pete Buttigieg doesn't care. All he cares about is his political future and the political future of his party. Because if not, they would have invoked Taft-Hartley and extended this out 80 days and given them more time to negotiate before this went to a strike. But Joe Biden wouldn't do that. Sleepy Joe wouldn't do that. He's all in for this union, and he wants them to get a 70% pay increase, and he doesn't care that it's going to cost you more. He doesn't care. Why would you vote for 4 more years of that? Who knows what role Pete Buttigieg might get in the next administration. Come on, folks. Wake up. Hey, coming back on the other side, we'll talk to Joel Chernoff. He was in Israel on October 7th. We'll get his take coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.